Another gemstone that may be used to fund illegal operations is tanzanite. Osama bin Laden's organization is supported by illicit tanzanite trade, reports Robert Block of the Wall Street Journal. He says the al-Qaeda connection begins right at the source.
Tanzania is a country that's about 35% Muslim. Many of the Muslims over the last few years have become increasingly radicalized and much more fundamentalist in their views. Many of them are in the mining business. It's a lot of the miners in this one very, very small area called Mererani. It's a place, it's a Wild West kind of town, and in a lot of like the Wild West preachers and people who are talking about the need for God find a place, and this includes fundamentalist Muslims. And they have come in, and they are very, very reactionary, very extremist in their views, very prone to believing bin Laden, and they are now on one level at that Tanzanian mining, taking stones as brokers, moving it through people who are like-minded. Many of the stones now seem to be going through Dubai. Dubai, as a matter of fact, is under suspicion by U.S. investigators as being one of the main places that al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups are using to launder money, to move money, to make money. And from there, people take a cut, and then the stones eventually make their way back into normal channels, and 80% of them end up in American jewelry stores.
How much money are we talking about here from this one kind of relatively rare but not especially valuable stone?
We're talking about in 1998, retail tanzanite jewelry in the States was worth about $380 million. Subsequently, it's thought to have gone up. Tanzania's exports of the raw stones last year were only about $16 million. Some people estimate that about 90% of it, of the real production and the real value of the stone, is smuggled outside of the country. And, of course, once you get into that situation, the money's up for grabs, and it's possible for anyone to get in, grab a piece, sell it on, and then completely disappear with retail stores and American dealers none the wiser.
Robert Block, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Robert Block covers Africa for the Wall Street Journal.